talking today with Mark Broyles from the talking today with Mark Broyles from Oklahoma State University. And Mark, as you've talked with some of our folks planting canola this fall, and if you've gotten around the state, where do we stand? How much canola have we been able to get into the ground here in 2010 for the 011 crop?
Well, actually, we're coming along pretty well. This last week or two has been kind of dry, but a lot of them got their canola in early, and a lot of it's up. We probably 80% completed. Some of them in the southwest are still planting canola if they've got moisture on into northern Texas. We already have in the ground, should be over 100,000 acres, our best estimate at this point, and based on a lot of things and inputs and in my travels. We expect a little few more acres than that, but because the wheat price jumped up right at the last minute, some of the growers felt like that they needed to plant some wheat. But our objective of canola is to produce better wheat, and some of those guys are still going to have dockage in the form material problems when they take it to the elevator, and probably not going to get the kind of prices maybe they anticipated when it jumped up there to 460 at that one point in time or whatever it was. I'm not an economist, but we're encouraging them to take 50 bushels of wheat to the elevator, not 45 bushels of wheat and 5 bushels of dockage, and that's where canola comes in. So we got to start looking a little more long term and at these markets that are jumping up and down, and improve our farm and do a better job at that. But even so, price has been good. We got a lot of interest from new people coming into the state wanting to know what we're doing, and we're getting enough acres up there that we've got other crushers and other people that are looking at what we're doing and want to be involved, and other people with varieties. And so there's lots of good things happening. We've got two people out in the field now, extension personnel instead of one last year, one at Enid and a new one, Rod Saxton at El Reno, and helping the growers, calibrating drills, and they've been extremely busy doing those things and putting out demonstrations across the state. We've had a tremendous interest in southwestern Oklahoma in canola this year. There's a lot of canola from, say, El Reno southwest all the way down to Vernon. And it's been a good year. It's been been a little dry, but we've got more acres in than we had last year by a significant amount. So if it'll just rain a little bit, we'll finish up. I know the wheat farmers are planting a lot of it dry, too, or rather deep. It's getting kind of dry. So we're about done. And that's kind of where we stand today.
What as far as you know, we're kind of at the end of the window right now. It seems like on planting canola this year, so it is critical that we get some rain pretty quick, right?
It is absolutely critical we get some rain, because these guys that are planting canola that don't have the moisture or it's deep are having to dust it in. We're going to have to get a rain to get it up, get some growth on it, and get through the winter well. Same thing with the wheat. You know, there's not much pasture around for grazing. We're kind of at a turning point here of getting some moisture and getting through the winter with both canola and wheat.